T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, home of the first pitch for the Texas Rangers on August 31st. And at 12:20 today, we will talk with Texas Rangers manager Skip Schumacher. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck are you doing today? How the heck is everybody out there in radio land? 877-881-1053, Franklin Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube.
Kevin, I think in all of this, you are more excited about the dub than anything else.
Hell yeah!
Like, I think if it's Kevin can put this on the mantle, he's just like, awesome. Put another trophy on there for the KNC Masterpiece. And you feel like that's kind of, you're like, yes,
yeah,
we got another dub. And here's the thing that I don't want to throw any suspicion out there.
Oh?
Alec.
Oh?
I did not see a slip with Kevin's name on it.
So, if you just took out all the names, I was always going to win one way
there's
or another.
There's got
to
be, right? Like, there's got to be.
I have also not seen that sheet of paper.
I just...
Or maybe I put Braille code on the back of it.
All right. Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
I can't read Braille.
I didn't think about that until just moments ago, and I probably should have kept my stupid mouth shut.
And I keep seeing this. Kevin, just let Corey throw the pitch, and Corey, if he doesn't, I'd disown him and put him up for adoption. Oh, no. And find another show partner. All right.
You can't do that.
I want to make this clear. RJ cannot win the competitions that I put forth, because either he just can't because they're rigged, or he's not manly enough to do so.
Man, you're really putting a lot of pressure on me.
If I'm wrong, RJ, walk on through those doors. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
So this makes sense now.
Nothing.
All right. I appreciate your confidence in me. From the 480, y'all are making these boring spreadsheets way better, and we're happy about that. I think the one thing, though, that would make today better is recognition of the Hall of Fame game. Kevin,
what?
I'm not sure if you know this or not, but yesterday, our friend Von Miller got up to speak in front of all of the media in DFW and Oxnard, and he said this.
Selfishly, you know, you see, you know, these the Hall of Fame game the other day, and you see so many those players, whether it was Fitz or Vinatieri, talk about other players that they play with that kind of helped their career. Selfishly, like, I want that. Like, whenever somebody else goes into the Hall of Fame, they talk about my time with them and how I helped.
That has
nothing to do with the game, Vaughn.
Not only
that was a ceremony you're referencing. You didn't hear him go, man, and then I thought Carson Beck was going to get the job done, but he did. No, that's the ceremony.
Yeah, it
was. That's not the game. You don't need the game.
It was. It's a special thing, though. He understood the importance of the Hall of Fame game, Kevin. And you, he's an AM guy. He's a DeSoto guy. I know their team is the Eagles, but even still, he's a DeSoto guy. He went to A&M. You guys are linked in so many different. And now he's a Cowboy. Your team. He's talking about the importance of the Hall of Fame game to people.
I just realized how this could work out in my favor. You know, Corey, I'm really tired of hearing about the Hall of Fame game. I don't hear RJ talking about the Hall of Fame game. So.
Man.
Yes!
Man!
Woo-hoo!
So it's turned to that, huh? With the Hall of Fame game.
Man, I think I deployed that weapon way too quickly. It was like one thing. From the 972, I got a big W also. After 3 years of my work telling me they were going to give me a new work truck, they finally did it. I'm driving in the new work truck right now. Now, Alec, I'm going to give you an opportunity to decide this. Would you like to talk about the Rangers or the movie Titanic?
Huh?
I promise there's a method to this madness.
I need a little bit more nonsense. It took an hour and a half for me to get here this morning.
Ooh,
so
dude,
I am tense.
I needed a little help from Alec this morning. And he said, I was supposed to be there at 7:58. The time keeps climbing. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening out there? And Alec, I did see you as I was at the gym this morning. Every time the news was on, they were just like, wreck here, wreck here, wreck here. And I was like, this is what happens in 106-degree temperatures? Are we just getting wrecks?
Side quest, side question bonus.
I like side quests.
Then, as long as you think they're okay, do you get mad at the people who were in the accident?
Yes.
If it is an accident that has slowed the traffic down?
Yeah. 100%. I'm like, just drive like a normal person, dang it. Like, if you're just outside exchanging insurance and nobody's limping, everybody's fine, you're just calling Progressive or whatever, Allstate, whatever you have. Hey, in the next 6 months, I need some help. Mm. No! Like, one, get off of the road. If the car is still working
and you can move it,
that's the law. You're supposed to move the car if it can be moved. And two, just drive better!
We should, you know what? Let's talk to the car industry. We'll start with the Platinum Group, Platinum Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Guys, if y'all can create a system where if cars are in wrecks, they begin to float about 15 feet above the highway afterwards, that'd be awesome. That would help out everybody. Signed, the KNC Masterpiece.
Hell yeah. Now, as for the movie Titanic, Alec, you really helped spawn this along. Yesterday, you talked about the fictitious couples that you were rooting for. So I would like to do a Masterpiece Theater tomorrow about the fictitious couples you most rooted against and didn't want to get together. So one of them, while we workshop things, sometimes my wife has to listen to the thought process. And I was like, obviously I was rooting against Rose and Jack in Titanic. And she's like, why? And I said, because Rose is one of the worst villains of modern movie history. First of all, she's kind of trampy. She cheated on her fiance. Hey, he's a bad guy. Then break up with him. And this came up this morning because apparently Billy Zane, who was that bad guy, was at Cowboys practice.
Nate Newton posted a picture with him. He's like, I told you all the stars show up.
Yeah, I don't know if that is a good example.
Nate, Kevin.
Okay.
He loves our show.
I would argue Nate is a bigger star in that photo than Billy Zane. But,
maybe he was referencing that.
Yeah. But, and then Rose, after she dies, she had a husband and kids. Her daughter is with her, granddaughter or whatever. She pictures seeing Jack in the afterlife. Oh, good job, husband of 50 years. Nothing for you. That guy you met for 3 days? Sure. And then Bill Paxton went through all of that trouble to get her to the ship and help her with the memories and stuff. And she has that necklace the entire time. And instead of being like, you know what, buddy, thank you for me sending my life out on a high. This is a once in a lifetime experience. She just chucks it off the boat. And at that point, my wife goes, wait, that old lady was Kate Winslet? What?
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked by this. And I just looked at her and I said, what are you talking about? And she goes, no, but like that old lady was Rose. And I was like, yes, it was Rose. Have you even seen that movie? And she goes, I did. It was a long time ago. I was like, that's like the main part of the movie. Mm-hmm. And she did not know or could not recall that the old lady was Kate Winslet. Boggled her mind. And so, Titanic.
So, yeah. What movie do you think that you didn't understand until many years later when somebody explained that movie to you?
Which is another potential idea.
That's a good one, actually.
Kevin, so I started thinking about the question you asked. And I know we want to do this segment later.
Yes.
But I started thinking, Shmi Skywalker, Anakin's mom and dad. And then I realized Anakin doesn't have a dad.
That's true.
He was born to a virgin situation.
Right.
Not very believable, but even still.
Oh, you watch your mom.
I was, it was a joke. I can't not root for that couple because they don't exist.
Right.
But obviously, not rooting for them means that Anakin's not born and he doesn't kill all those kids.
Did you root for that other guy who bought her out of slavery in his flying wheelchair? That's what happened. In part two, he's like, oh, yeah, I bought her out of slavery, but then some other people took her. And you're like, oh, okay.
So I got to go find a whole new couple to think about here.
All right, but that is interesting.
For the future.
From the 940, Kevin, is Rose the worst villain or is it Jenny? Jenny and Forrest is also going to be on my list. Thanks for the Titanic spoiler. Come on. And then from the 858, Kevin, you need to file for divorce. No! No!
Yeah, somebody, the flying guy wasn't his dad.
All right. No.
I love
it
people.
It's not.
I love people more
right,
than I think.
So go ahead. My point is, give me cut number one, because this was an important win for the Rangers.
Joshua Kurota-Grauer injured. He ruptured his testicles, so he's been on the IL. The 1-2. Foscue swings and hammers that one to left. He ruptured the baseball. That one is out of here. Justin Foscue leaves the yard. A solo home run, and the Rangers' advantage is 2-0.
You can hear Jared smiling.
Oh, yeah.
About that, too. Like the timing of it's fantastic.
It's the rupturing of the baseball that makes it elite.
He's nuts.
He's like, this is what fantastic timing I have here. But we've hung out with Jared enough when we go to to surprise and hang out and all the other times we've spent around him, especially the times whenever we worked together nights when he'd come in studio. And you just, you know Jared's sense of humor enough to know he loved that moment right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we all did because, you know, baseball got hit hard.
It did. And man, you needed it. It was the first home run for Foscue, and I believe about a month. You got a just tremendous, tremendous appearance from Cal Quantrill. I would argue one of the best starts of his entire career. Now, I know he's bounced back and forth and all of that, but getting through seven innings, shut out the efficiency at which he pitched. I believe Freeman had some clutch first inning defensive plays to help it along. So this just felt like a win the Rangers desperately needed after losing five of their last six, as we've talked about, to just the absolute worst teams in baseball. This is a win that you desperately needed, and hopefully it's going to be a nice series against the Nationals before you get the Angels again, because who the hell knows how that's going to go.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you saw a brand from some of the dudes on your group that you really like too. Some hustle stuff that made a difference. And I wonder how much just the one day after that horrid road trip mattered. You know, like that road trip was so brutal. I wonder if just the one day off gave them the reset that they needed. And I'll be honest, Kevin, that's all I needed as a fan to be like, okay, I got, you know what? I can't just give up on this thing because it could turn around at any minute. And I hope that this is that one moment that it happens, that they turn that thing back the other direction. But a great pitching performance matters so much. But we've seen so many of those get wasted this year, too.
Yeah, and I know there was some consternation about the bullpen toward the end of the game.
And Jakob Yunis stepped in there and took care of
business. Man, he did, because it feels like a week ago we talked about Robbie Ahlstrom with Skip, and since then, it has been an adventure in his last three appearances. Because obviously, in the one that very same day, it was a disaster, then not particularly overwhelming against the A's. And then last night, I realized he had two strikeouts, but also put you in a nerve-wracking position to put two runners on base. So Ahlstrom has been in a little bit of a funk in the last week, and he had really been rocking and rolling for a good little bit now.
Kevin, real quick, Wyatt Langford. You know, the other day Skip talked about him walking and getting on and how much of an impact that is, too. And sometimes you're kind of like, for a guy like him, do you think that he needs to think that way also? Not Skip, but Wyatt. Like, hey, I know I want to crush home runs and I know I want to be the greatest hitter on the planet.
Right.
But I am in the 1-2 area and I need to be on base as well. And I need to set the tone for these guys.
I really hope when you consider his speed that he does think that, because
that sliding home was awesome.
Absolutely. And like, you think, let's say you get a leadoff double, don't you almost feel like, well, obviously if you get a single, that's a guaranteed run, but hopefully if you push things around correctly, that should almost be a guaranteed run. I realize that is not how it has worked with the Rangers this season, but yeah, there are times like that when I'm like, man, a double would be clutch.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I get why a home run would be better, but a double would be clutch.
He's a dude that can score from first.
Yes.
He can even easier score from second.
Yes.
And yeah, those things, him just being on base, matters so much to the tone of an inning.
Absolutely. And look, this is a positive, but also I think you'll figure out the negative aspect of it. The Rangers are now 4-0. When both Langford and Seager have 2+ hits in the same game.
So that's all we got to do. Skip just needs to call that play.
But it's only happened 4 times this year.
Are you kidding me? Well, they've only played 4 times.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55+ plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da!
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Together, right?
They have played 126 games, the Rangers, that is. But the number of games they've had today or together is limited. But I get where the Rangers are enthusiastic, maybe delusional at times, because you see things like that and you're like, yeah, just stay healthy. Stay in the games. But then as soon as Wyatt went off in the eighth, people were like, is he hurt?
Yeah.
I have not seen anything that insinuates that.
I haven't heard anything
about it. But I understand everybody's concern for that, too. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some Dallas Cowboys news of the day after that joint practice right here on The Fan.
Chuck has a moment, goes deep down the sideline, and the catch is made, and taking it in is Chris Olave for a Saints touchdown. He left the defender in smoke.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where that was Chris Olave, one of the notes coming out from yesterday's joint practice with the Saints. We're going to do a little Dallas Cowboys news and questions of the day, and I actually want to start with the Saints. Chris Olave exited the joint practice with the Cowboys, which, and I'm not saying that means it has to be a big thing or anything like that, but when you see Jordan Tyson is out, going to miss about 2 months. When you find out that Alvin Kamara is also out now at least a month with an MCL sprain.
That's all their receivers, dude.
Yeah, whether,
it, every receiver
whether it ends up being a big deal or not, in the moment, if you're a Saints fan, aren't you like, what the hell?
Yeah,
it was almost as bad as that Chargers practice yesterday.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, with Tyler Biotic out.
And they had two other injuries.
And I know somebody's probably sitting there going, hey, Alvin Kamara's a running back, dumbass.
He's a pass catcher.
Like, he's one of their main pass catchers as well. And you know that if you play fantasy sports, too. But, yeah, dude, like, Jordan Tyson's situation, Olave, did he come back and practice after the fall he had with Caleb Downs? I can't remember if I. So here's what ended up happening yesterday. As I was following along, I would see like a post from Nick Harris, and then 10 minutes later, a post from Tommy Yarish, or vice versa.
Right.
And so they were all like, I was trying to figure out the timing on everything, and maybe that timing was wrong. But yeah, man, that's a lot of wide receivers at the top end for you that you got to be concerned about. Fortunately, you're not quite into season yet. But that's not a good thing. Olave was torching Downs yesterday. It was fun to watch because Downs needs it a little bit. He needs the iron, sharpening the iron. I'm not that concerned about it, but that was Olave being the veteran he is. What was it, Ohio State on Ohio State too?
Can I give a shout out then to Joseph Hoyt? Who somebody on Twitter was like, what are you talking about? He's doing amazing. And Hoyt was like, I know, right? It's almost like I'm there watching it myself. I was like, oh, sick burn right there.
Then on the other side, though, it looked like George Pickens was absolutely abusing the Saints. So there was some good action involved with a lot of, I do wonder, and it's Mickey's fault. Mickey Spagnuolo will be on with us at noon. There was part of me yesterday that was reading all the quotes from Schottenheimer and just going, this is all BS. He's like, oh, you know, we needed to get good work in, we needed this. But he kept going, but we're not taking anybody's S. But we won't take anybody's S. Like, that's the part that you, as a coach, you're like, you're saying the things of, we had to get this work done, but you're proud that your group said, not in our place.
Right.
You're not going to come sit on our couch and put your feet up on my table. No, that's not how it's going to work.
And I appreciate that. But has Araku's gone too far?
That's two times he's thrown punches.
With that in it, Shoddy, man, afterwards, he's like, we're going to have a conversation. And it was more than just that. But I appreciate what you're saying. But, like, we have to use some level of discrepancy, right, on a day that was filled with fights.
He said, it's not just me. It's going to have to be Christian Parker and Quinn Williams. Like, it's going to have to be the leadership that has the conversation with him to let him know that we're on his side, but we also need him to understand these things and not to let this happen in a game. For what reasons? A, if you're not on the field, you can't help us.
Right.
You should have learned that the last time we sent you away from our own practice when you had to go be alone by yourself.
That's a good point.
But if you're not on the field, it hurts us, and you can't help. Also, if you take a swing at somebody, you're not on the field, and you could break your wrist. And how's that going to help us?
Yeah.
Like, there are lots of problems with that specific move that he did. Hey, dude, I don't care. do the Jon Snow. Pull the sword out and fight the entire New Orleans Saints team. I saw that tweet yesterday. I loved it. I think it was Nick Harris that posted that one.
He's a great person to follow.
Yes. All of these guys are fantastic. But I love you saying I'll take on everybody.
Yeah.
But and somebody saying, is Donovan having a bad camp? I don't know per se about that, but this one specific thing.
But I don't think he's having a great camp.
Is, yeah, because you would hear otherwise. You know what? Let's ask Mickey that later, too. This one specific thing cannot happen in the regular season. It cannot happen. It can't boil over in a playoff game where you take a swing at somebody, because then you're off. Once you take a swing, you're off the field. So I know there was a lot going on yesterday, but that was an interesting. I will say this: one of the most ridiculous moments was during, I believe, that fight, and somebody's helmet was removed, and then one of the Saints players picked that helmet up and threw it up in the sky, and I was just like, "That's really funny." I just thought it was really funny.
Well, you probably won't be surprised to know that Brock Recksteiner, the son of mathematical genius Scott Steiner, essentially hit a what kind of looked like a German suplex on, I believe it was Jalen Thompson that he hit it on, right?
We went back and watched the footage on that, and it was Jalen Thompson, who I am proud put his nose in there and said, hey, guys, I'll look at this. I think it was a sucker punch, Kevin, kind of situation. It was one of those, hey, you're doing this, I'm going to grab you out of nowhere. He didn't know. You know, that was one of those suplexes that just came out of nowhere. That was one of those, what do you guys call it in the wrestling world, whenever that guy just pops up out of nowhere and you're like, where'd he come from? That's one of those moves.
I was about to say what Gorilla Monsoon used to call it, but that's probably not culturally appropriate anymore. But yeah, I know it is shocking that the guy who's already been suspended for early in the season, that is the son of Scott Steiner, did in fact get...
I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning!
I really thought it was 133 and a third. I'm glad his percentage is even better. And seriously,
he's like a pitcher.
Hopefully it's not during the show. Perhaps you can multitask in a commercial break as long as you're not in your car. Just look up the Scott Steiner math promo. Listen to it in all of its gloriousness.
We've played it a couple times before. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It really, really is incredible. And so word is, it looked like there were about six fights there. And I know that will get a lot of people talking. Here are other things from the game. From the joint practice. I want to shout out Todd Archer. And this is what we're starting with. The Cowboys punt team was called for two penalties during drills, including one which negated a long return for Kamonte Turpin. I almost got to the point with the Cowboys last year that any time they had a long return, I just assumed that there was a flag somewhere on the field. Because otherwise, I was like, how did you spring that otherwise?
Yeah. Whenever all things were equal, they didn't get that yardage. And so, you never saw those moments. Now, again, I don't know if it is the blocking or if it's the guy that doesn't have the vision to see the hole and take advantage of that. But, that's for the coach to figure out and to set up. You're right. This was something that was a problem also already in Seattle with special teams.
Yes.
And then you have it in the joint practice again. And, Kevin, I don't know if you're not going to see it in Arizona or against Arizona. Now, the question is, we can debate this all day. Are these the guys that will be the special teams unit whenever the season starts? Who knows? Some of those dudes might be cut. They might not be on the team anymore. We don't know. But the simple fact is, it is something that in somewhere in the teaching and somewhere in the way that you do things, it's not working for you.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I just hope it doesn't plague the team, a team that could be good at two phases of the game.
That right now and your offensive tackles have clearly emerged to the front of concerns for me as we navigate our way through a training camp. Todd Archer's got Dak Prescott down as 20 for 25 in the joint practice. That is unofficial. He was picked off once, likely would have been sacked twice because, we talk about keep people off the ground. So, and they usually let you continue the play. Even if you're like dead to rights, they'll let you continue the play. In red zone work, he had three touchdown passes on six plays. So some positive to go with some negative.
Do you think that there is a backup plan if Steele isn't good?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like,
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of wondered if that's why they shifted the entirety of the second team offensive line. I'm not saying that that absolutely means it, but I wonder if they're like, let's take a look at this and see if we see a standout on the right side or honestly on other side, on either side, because your backup plan was going to be Nate Thomas. He has had an abysmal camp. You can't really think that you're going to go straight away to Shelton or anything like that. So I think their backup plan is teams are going to release players, and I don't feel the best in the world about that.
Yeah, I do wonder if any of that money is kind of allocated mentally for, hey, we might have to go purchase a dude, or if some of that conversation isn't on the defensive side of the ball. Look, you know, Dak can do some special stuff, but what if we really need to ensure we have somebody there? Somebody said just move Guyton to right tackle and get it over with. That's no guarantee either.
And let me ask,
because that means you're moving Tyler out to left tackle and you're moving TJ Bass, and now your depth is gone. And again, top end talent is what the Cowboys have on most of their positions. The depth is the part that concerns me a lot.
And my question that goes along with that is, and do what with Terrence Steele? Because this has not gotten as much attention with the discussion about Quinnen and Pickens and this and that and the other, but they did restructure Terrence Steele's deal. Now, I think it was a friendly restructuring if you think he can remain a starting right tackle. But consider this. After this season, you are on the hook for $25.6 million in dead money on Terrence Steele, because when you restructured it, you gave him a pay cut, but you also accelerated more signing money and bonus money restructure money in there. And so you're stuck with him for longer now. Now, you could have made the move this year, and we asked about
yeah, we
that in the
that
offseason
too.
Again and again and again. And everyone's like, man, what are you going to do better than Terrence Steele? And so now, when you look at that problem, if you moved off of him now, it's a $34 million dead cap hit. I don't think they would, because worst case scenario, Terrence Steele would be your swing tackle. I mean, that's the most expensive swing tackle you can think of. But just remember, with that restructure, you are now married to Terrence Steele for a longer amount of time. So if you want to move over to right tackle Guyton, I just want to know what you're going to do with Steele, because that's an expensive bench piece.
So going to get a Taylor Decker would be a bad thing for you? Like, not for the year.
I don't think it's a bad thing. You just have to know you're going to have to eat it. But, like, if you're saying, hey, this is the year. That's why we got Von Miller. We think Caleb Downs is special. George Pickens is going to have the greatest year of his career. If you really believe all of that, then eat some S on your future salary cap to make the upgrade now. And I'll sit here and tell you, you thought you could have in 2 years when you're having to eat all of that. You're like, well, you thought you could do it. You made a run for it. Didn't work or did work? Well, obviously, if it did work, then I won't care. But if it didn't work.
See, that's the thing.
You gave it a shot.
Is it's a gamble?
It is a gamble.
He's the gambler, allegedly.
I don't think he's been the gambler for a really long time. But
if it works.
If it works.
As Von Miller said yesterday. Not the Hall of Fame game stuff, Kevin. As Von Miller said yesterday, it'll be a holiday in Dallas.
Yes, absolutely.
Or Dow Worthington.
Okay, thank you for that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, an embarrassing Mariners performance, and an embarrassingly awesome contract and fake out. Next on The Fan.
Shutout margin of victory is 20-0. As Yelich flies out for the second out, and there is run. Oh, number 20, but.
Oh, he threw it up.
He did. He threw it into the bullpen. He thought it was the last out.
Good job, Mariners. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Right now, time for some baseball nuggets.
I think I'm going to give up the doot doo.
For
the num-num-num-num.
Mark that. That was a great addition, though. Well done, Alec. Let's talk about the Seattle Mariners, who they've been awful this year. If you want to talk about the most disappointing teams in baseball based on expectations, I think there's a very strong argument to be made. It is absolutely the Seattle Mariners, number one.
So, hold on. So you're telling me that based on what they did last year.
Correct.
You expected more out of them this year.
I did.
And you're also telling me that you're saying that about the Seattle Mariners.
Correct.
Who you also said last year, I'll believe it when I see it.
And then they showed it, and then they were like, never mind.
Oh, we were just joking.
Going back. See, they rope-a-doped me on, I should have believed in them. And then when I did, they're like, ha ha, stupid.
Got him.
We're back to not being good anymore. So they end up losing that game 22-0.
Okay.
Now, did what Julio Rodriguez did really, what he did really matter? No. You already have a nonsense pitching in there and everything, so who cares? But you might care because of this. There have only been 22-0 victories two other times in modern baseball, and that is since 1901.
Okay.
It happened with Cleveland and the Yankees in 2004 and with Pittsburgh and the Cubs in 1975. Those two and last night are tied for the biggest shutout losses in modern baseball history. And remember, modern baseball goes back 125 years.
Yeah, you told us that the other day when we had the other weird thing that happened.
Yes.
It was three home runs by Baez, which would have netted you $1.7 trillion on a $100 bet or trade. I don't know that Kalshi would have had that on. I don't know.
Well, like I told you the other day, then it would have been Kevin Hagelin presents Kalshi. Because I would own them all.
A double K. You know, it's kind of nice to know that things like this are happening in sports. That being said, Kevin, the Julio Rodriguez moment is what happens when you have pitchers that aren't pitchers out there.
Yeah, because who cares?
Yeah, nobody cares. He wasn't paying attention. And a matter of fact, you shouldn't even have your starters on the field at that point. If you're going to be at that situation, just be like, just everybody go sit your ass on the bench. And y'all can think about what you've done. And I know there's probably part of them that's like, these people paid to show up to watch you guys do that?
I mean, I hear you, and I believe in intrinsic motivation. Even at that point, I could feel myself drifting away and be like, let's just get this stupid game over with already.
That being said, the ball, are you happy that Julio Rodriguez threw that ball to you? And
hell yeah.
And you had this moment. And maybe he was being just a good union guy, Kevin.
What do you mean?
Maybe Christian Yelich has some sort of incentive in his contract for RSBI. And whenever he got an extra RSBI on that one, when Julio Rodriguez threw it in the stands, and he was like, oh, crap. Oh, no, I gave him another
And the dude
RBI.
Who was pitching, it doesn't really matter.
No, because he's a freaking fielder, dude. So, yeah, that's my feelings on that.
Interesting. I had not considered this being a pro-union stance.
Yeah.
But
you know what? It sounds ridiculous. So was that game.
Okay, that is very fair. Now, let's talk about ridiculously awesome. Because Fernando Tatis Jr., he had two home runs last night. He also robbed Francisco Lindor of a grand slam and Mets fans of happiness because of the way that he did this. Alec, did you see the Fernando Tatis catch?
I did right before the show started.
It's amazing because he makes the leap and then he comes down and just kind of stands there and slumps over a little bit and does nothing to indicate that he has the ball. And you hear the fans start to cheer. And then he brings his head up like he's John Cena at the 08 Royal Rumble and flips the ball into his other hand. And it's tough. The audio is not as good as you would think, but you can hear the crowd to a certain extent go, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And so
get nothing.
Exactly.
Hell in a cell.
And I just thought that was so cool. And then you add on the fact that he had two more home runs. He has 15 home runs for the year at a time where it took him more than 200 at bats to get his first home run. This has turned out to be a perfectly acceptable, if not epic, season from Francisco Lindor when it looked like it was going to be one of the worst of his career.
Tatis. Yeah, he.
Did I say Fernando? I meant Tatis.
Yeah, dude. He. We knew he was a special shortstop, right? Like, and then things all just fell apart for him, and now him being in the outfield might be the best use of his career, and to be able to swing, dude. That he has such a beautiful swing.
He does.
I told you this morning. I was like, I think that home run was even better than the catch.
I like the troll nature of the catch.
And here's the reason I didn't realize that the catch took that long for them to get the outcome. I saw it, Alec, this morning at the gym, and I looked up, saw the catch, and was like, well, that's a good catch. And then went about my business lifting or whatever. And I feel like I got done with the set and looked up, and he's still just standing there. And that's why I was like, hold on. So then when Kevin told me, no, that's how long it took, I was like, oh, gosh, yeah, I guess that was a special entertainment moment in the world of baseball.
It really was. I liked it a great deal. Now, let's go from that to the most entertaining contract you've ever heard of.
This is insane. Insane.
And maybe this happens all of the time. I just don't remember it being structured like this. I take you to Max Muncy with the Dodgers. By the way, the Dodgers also put Edwin Diaz on the injured list because that probably needed to happen. Whether he has a legit injury or not, that probably needed to happen. And Shohei Ohtani threw a bullpen as he moves closer and closer to pitching. Now, I don't know if that means he will pitch in the regular season or they just want to make sure he's ramped up for the playoffs. But Max Muncy, he reached 400 plate appearances for the season. You might be like, okay, who cares? He does. Because Max Muncy earns $15,000 for every plate appearance after 400 all the way up to 550. Every single one of them. Which, first of all, that's super cool. But then there's this. For every plate appearance he makes between 401 and 500, he adds $20,000 to next year's salary. And if he gets above 500, he adds $35,000 per plate appearance to next year's salary. So at a time when you could be getting more than $1 million in incentives just based off of the plate appearances you make this year it also has a different structure to add on to next year's contract. So every plate appearance now from Max Muncy is extra, extra money. So, like, let's say just tonight, the Dodgers get shut down offensively. He makes $105,000 if he has three plate appearances, $45,000 this year, and then $60,000 added to next year's contract.
Kevin, I'm looking right now, plate appearances in 2019, 589. Now, I don't know that this already existed in his contract. In 2021, 592. Next year, 565, 579. Like, only three times since his first two seasons has he missed 400. To continue adding that kind of money, whoever his freaking agent is, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and I mean, I know they have incentives in contracts all the time. I've just never heard of one exactly
this type of escalator.
Like, is
crazy.
And by the way, Max Muncy is having a very, very good season, and so I'm sure the Dodgers are like, that's fine. And by the way, I'm sure you notice it's plate appearances, not at bats, or else you would see that Max Muncy had zero walks this year because he's like, no. I need, or they're like, did you get hit by that pitch? Nope. I'm good. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, I would like to continue doing this plate appearance.
It is plate appearance, not just at bat. And then one more thing for you, since we talked about it yesterday, the players were polled by ESPN about who they think has the edge in the MVP debate. 21 players, 2 said split the MVP, 4 said Otani, and 15 said Pete Crow Armstrong.
So we have 40 or 30 something games left here.
Yep, about 35-ish.
This is going to be a fun, intense race down to the end. Who has the stamina?
And I wonder what happens
if going the distance.
What if Otani makes like 3 more starts and they're all really good? I don't think that's entirely fair to Armstrong if he keeps playing unbelievable defense. But then I kind of feel like people are going to vote for Shohei again.
Probably so. He throws 2 no hitters.
Okay, well then he's definitely
throws 1 no hitter.
If he throws a no hitter or even not complete game shutouts, he'll probably end up winning.
He throws a 6 inning no hitter and they end the game with no more innings.
That doesn't count. And I'd be shouted down in the room. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do a little NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da!
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.